Rechavam to leket urin. There's no reason why not. Nobody lives in the Rechavam. There's no urine there. It's not called like from one chotzer into another chotzer. One chotzer to another chotzer asks one on the other. Because the urine asks. So Rashi, let's bed urine. She asks Rav Bnei Movi. There's nobody living in this Rechavam to say that it has a shame Rishus HaYochid by itself. Like Midrabonin, you can't be metalta from one chotzer to another chotzer. You need a Rubi Chatzeris. Without an Aruba Chatzeris, it's also. That's by Chatzeris, because people live there. But here, by the Rechava, the Mice, and nobody's living there, and they don't answer. Hilkos Rashi, Rishus Bnei Amovi, who? It's considered like the Rishus of the Bnei Amovi. Now, Bnei Shvil, what about the people living in the Kromim? Why don't they ask on the Rechava? Lo Yasri Allah. Devi Kechotze Ketano Shenifasul Gderlo. Chosimonashuk. The Shvil Shokromim blinds like a Chotzer Ketano. And it's opened up into the Rechava, which is a Chotzer Gedolah. The halacha we had before was that the Chotzer Ketana cannot ask on the Chotzer Gedolah. Because the Chotzer Gedolah, the Rechava, has bifufim, has two sides of its mechitzis that are bigger, wider than the Shvil Shakromim. So the two sides of the mechitzis blind like a matter. Trashi the Gedolah Muteris, Uktana Asura, Ushvil, Le Mesakdinim Le. So Rashi says, "Enechnami, this shvil now has no heter. The shvil itself is also to metatl in the shvil. Like we said before, we don't want to put up any lechi by the shvil because of the gzeira. People say you can make a lechi even though the movi is mafulish. So the rabbanim were not matter the shvil. Enechnami, it's not true. The shvil Rashi is learning it's also to metatl in the shvil." I let the people from the Shvil that walk into the Rechava ask on the Rechava. The Torah says no. That lies like a Chotzer Ketana that goes into a Chotzer Gedolah. It lies like there's a Pesach there. From the gate to the Rechava, the Rechava has a Mechitza separating the Rechava from the Shvil. Because the Rechava is not open completely to the Shvil. The Rechava has sides of its walls. The two sides of the walls give it a shame Pesach. A Pesach means there's a mechitza. So again, to the Chotzer Gedolah, there's a mechitza dividing the Chotzer Gedolah, the Rechava, into the Shvil. So Melo, again, to the Rechava is called Rishus by itself. The Shnei Shvil can't answer on the Rechava. So what are we only handling with now? What about the Bnei Movi and the Rechava? So we say, since nobody, the Maisa, lives in the Rechava, the only people that are going to use the Rechava are the Bnei Movi. So blithe that this Rechava is like bottle to the Movi. So Melo, you don't need a Rubi Chatzeris. So it should be mutter to metalto from the movi into the Rechava. That's why it's mutter. Uman the osur, who's the mawari? Is what's the svar to say that should be osur to carry from the movi into the Rechava? I tell you, val zinin the heavy bod urine. Sometimes we're afraid maybe the Rechava, the people from the houses. What is the Rechava? It's the backyard from the houses. Sometimes the people from the houses will open up their door to the backyard. They'll make a door in the house. And then they'll be living there. Then there will be a urine in the Rechava. And when you have people living in the Rechava, it lies at two different chateras. Then avad the people from the Bnei Rechava are not allowed to carry into the Bnei Movi without an Erubi chateras. Because it lies like two different Yishuyis, it's also to Metaltum. But you also to Tulei. So it's a gzera, any Rechava to a Movi, even though this Rechava now does not have entrances from the back of the house into the Rechava. Nobody lives there. So even though right now nobody asks on the Movi, it's a gzera though. Maybe you come to be matter on a Rechava that does have an entrance to the backyard. So the man Yomar asks only gzera the Gedin White Sosan. But Rav Adam Ikir Adin right now that nobody lives.
Yeah, that cafe holding by the two dots. Two dots, yeah, no. Okay, top glory. Carfus. Carfus is like an open park, an open area of land that has dalad mechitzis, has mechitzis around it. But yaisu a base of sayim. It's an area wider than a base of sayim, means it's more than 70 yamas by 70 yamas. Shaloi hukof ladira. That metchila, nobody was living inside the park. You have an open area that has dalad mechitzis around it, but it's wider than 70 yamas by 70 yamas. So the halacha is midirabonin, and it's called like a carmelis, and you're not allowed to carry inside here dalad yamas midirabonin. It's midirites, it's rishus hayochid, because it has four walls around it. But midirabonin though, since it's wider than a base of sayim, it's called a carmelis. Now, what you wanted to do is you wanted to make it smaller. It's the mechitzas are too wide. It's more than 70 yamas apart. You want to make it a little bit smaller. You want to push the mechitzas inwards to make the inside area less than 70 by 70.
is miyatah bilonos, if you want to plant trees in there to make the area less than 70 by 70, loy heavy miyat. That's not called a miyat. It's still considered there's a base of sayim here. Like we had the Gemara before, that when you have trees there, people can still live inside it. It's not called you took away from the area that you could live inside this mechitza. So it's still called it's more than a base of sayim. Therefore, it doesn't take away from the area. Ma'ashen kein bona boy omud. Let's say in the middle, you build a platform. Gavoya asara is 10 tfochim high for roch of dalet. You build like a new small platform in this middle of this big open area. That the platform itself is 10 tfochim high, and it's roch of, it's wide, dalet tfochim. Then heavy miyat. That's called like a reshus by itself, and you can't use that, you can't sit there, it's like a reshus by itself. So you have to look, what about the rest of the area? All the open area in the carpet, in the open area. If the open area now is less than 70 by 70, because you took away some space by putting inside it like a small hut, a small block, so then it's mutter. That's called heavy meat. Because you can't live on this mokum where you have this omud, where you have this platform, since this platform has reshus by itself. What about pochos megimul? Let's say it's not rochem, it's less than gimul tfochem wide. It's like a platform of 10 tfochem high, but it's less than gimel wide. Then loy heavy miyat. That's considered like nothing. It's like a mokum ptur. It's like bottled to the ground, so you still call you have an area more than a base of sayim. Since the platform is less than gimel tfochem wide, it's like nothing. It's bottled to the ground, and the mice of the whole area now inside is still more than a base of sayim. So midrabbanan is considered a karmelis. What about migimel v'yadalid? You made this platform that is taka 10 tfochim high, but it's between gimel tfochim and 4 tfochim wide. That's how wide it is. It's like 3.5 tfochim by 3.5 tfochim. This is a machlokes ready. Rabba rama heavy miyat. Rabba says here you can go lakula. It's considered a reshus by itself, this little platform you have inside it. Even though it's only gimel and a half tfochim, it's called something, and it's called a miyat. For rabba rama no loy heavy miyat. Since it's less than 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim, it's not considered a miyat. So therefore, it's bottled to the ground itself, and it's still considered you have a big area here of a base of sayim, that's awesome. Now what's the svar here? Rabbi Rama heavy miyat, Rabbi said this is called a miyat, it's called a reshus by itself, to anofak leimiteris lovud. Once it's more than 3 tfachim wide, it's out of the category of lovud. You don't say lovud, it's not called attached, so therefore it's called a reshus by itself. Rabbi Rama no, loy heve miyat, kivan loy heve mokum dalid loy choshev. That usually the mokum, the smallest mokum you can have, it has to be at least dalid tfochim by dalid tfochim. That's usually the shear of Rishus HaYochid. The smallest Rishus HaYochid you could make is it has to be dalid tfochim by dalid tfochim wide. That's the smallest area you can make for Rishus by itself. So to make something a choshev Rishus, it has to at least be dalid tfochim by dalid tfochim. So here, since it's less than that, it's only 3.5, it's not called the reshus by itself, so it's like bottle to the carpus itself. This is like a picture 102, on page 66. Like you have the base of sayim here, and it's more than a base of sayim, and you want to build in the middle a small platform to say, take out this area, and the rest of the area should be less than a base of sayim. So you say if the platform is 4 tfachim wide, that's a good reshus by itself, it's mamayit. If it's less than 3, it's zichanat. It's the machlekes between 3 and 4. Is that called the reshus by itself or not? And we pass the lekula. So here, once it's more than 3 tfachim wide, it's called the reshus by itself. Since this is only a din midirabonin, because midiraisa, so once you have 4 mechitas all around you, it's considered a good reshus hayachid. You're allowed to carry the midiraisa. It's only the rabbonin will machmir. So to take away the chumra, the rabbonin, it's enough if you have a miyat, even though it's only gimel by gimel, not even 4 by 4. What about hirchik min ha-koysol dalet? You want to move away from the old mechitzas. Again, originally you have this park that has dalet mechitzas all around it, and the mechitzas are wider than 70 yamas. It's more than a base of sayin. So it's awesome in the rabbanon to carry inside the park. Now you want to build a new mechitza, make it inwards a little bit, more than dalet tfachim away from the first wall. You indent and build a new wall across. And now if you look at this new wall, it's... You went away from the original wall. Dalit. You went away Dalit from the original wall. The also mechitza. And now you build up a new wall now. Now this new wall, we'll see. Rashi learns you made this new wall Ladira. Now it's considered like you wanted to live inside this park. So it's not open Shalal Ladira, that you're not living there. But now you changed your mind, you want to live inside it. So the locher is, you have to make a new mechitza. If you make a new mechitza, and this new mechitza is l'shem dira, for the fact you want to live inside it, then it's mutter. If you're living inside the area, no matter how wide the area is, you're allowed to be metalkal there. Like your own backyard, or your own front yard. If you have mechitzas, no matter how wide the mechitzas are, you're allowed to be metalkal there. See here also, now you want to go in dalet tfachim, and make a new mechitza cross, and this new mechitza is made l'shem dira. Is Allah Chayil Avada, that helps. Since you're making a new mechitza now, it's called Hukof Ladira, and you're allowed to carry now inside, even though it's more than a base of Sayim inside. What about Pachas Megimel? You went away from the first mechitza just a little bit in. You didn't even go in Gimel Tvachim, you didn't even go in 12 inches, you went much less. Less than Gimel Tvachim. Then Loi Hoyil. The new mechitza you're making means nothing. Since it's within Gimel Tvachim to the first mechitza, it's like the city attached to the first mechitza. So the new mechitza you make is not considered a new mechitza. It's considered attached to the old mechitza. So you do not make a new mechitza now. And so since it's not called Hukof Ladira, it's still Aser. Migimel Loihel doesn't help you. What about Migimel V'yadalid? Where you came in, you had the first wool here, you came in a little bit, less than 4 tfachim, but more than Gimel tfachim. Between 3 and 4 tfachim, that's how much you came in. Here it's Machlokes. Rabbi Ramahoyel. Rabbi says again it helps. It's called you made a new wall now, and this new wall is not bottled to the old wall, because it's more than Gimel Tzfachim away from it. So therefore it's kosher. It's considered you made a new wall now, and this new wall is a new wall, and it, since it was made now to live inside the park, it's called Hukof Ladira, that's mutter. Rabbi says no, ain't a moil. This does not help. Why? This far is, Rabbi Ramahoyel, Rabbi says it helps, Once you went more than 3 tfachim away from the first wall, it's away, it's not considered attached anymore. More than 3 tfachim is called by itself, so you made a new wall, the new wall was made in the Shem Dira, it's mutter. Rava Rama Einemoyal, Rava says no, it still doesn't help. Kivan loy hevi mokim dalid loy choshe. Since you did not move away dalid tfachim from the first wall, it's not called choshe of a new wall by itself. It's still considered like this new wall now is bottle attached to the first wall. Because usually to make up a new mechitza, you have to have at least dalet tfachim in between one wall to another wall. And that's the least area you can have inside two walls that the walls make a new makim inside. So if it's not away dalet tfachim, we can't look like this new wall is considered a new wall. For Fakat is still bottle to the old wall. So you did not make a new wall, therefore it doesn't help. That's this machlokes. So more Rav Simi Master Lakula. Rav Simi learned no. Here everybody holds you go Lakula. What is Lakula? Rashi learns Laach pluk to this machlekes liel the Yomar the bishloisha the nofek lemiteris loved kula moida to omod heavy miyat o mechitza be mechitza ledira. He learns in both these last two machlekes in. If you went away from the original wall three tefachim, for sure it helps. Who are then if you have the omud? You have the platform in the middle of this big park, and the platform is Gimel Tfachim, a Gimel Tfachim, according to everybody it helps. And like we're saying, since it's only a Chumer Midirabon that you can't carry inside the park, because really you have Dalat Mechitzas around, it's only Midirabon and it looks like a Carmelist, so the Midirabon you can be making. So once it's Gimel Tfachim, by Gimel Tfachim it's called a Chashav Rishus, or else if you moved away Gimel Tfachim from the first wall, the second Mechitza is considered a new Mechitza, and it was made L'shem Dira. So where's the machlekes though? Over pachas mishlesha pligi. The machlekes says even if it's less than Gimel Tfachim, either away from the first wall, or else this platform you made in the middle is less than Gimel by Gimel. Even there's a machlekes. One man Yama says still that helps. As you can be makel here. Since it's only an issim of the Rabbonin, it looks like a Carmelist. Any little bit you do to make it not a base of Sayim, or to make it Hukah Fladira, it helps. Right. Tach boy tit. Again, you have this big park that's more than 70 yamas by 70 yamas. Now you want to put cement along the wall to make the area smaller. If you put some cement here, like make the wall come thicker, you make the wall come out by putting cement on it. So now if you made the wall come to here, the rest of the area is less than a base of Sayim. Then it become mutter to metal inside it. It's only usur if the area is more than a beis hasayin, more than 70 yamas by 70 yamas. But if you're going to make the wall a little bit thicker by adding cement onto it, that the inside area now will be less than 70 by 70, then it's mutter to metalto there. So tach leitit, you added cement onto the wall. Now, v'yochol amadif mayatzma, if you added so much cement, that the cement by itself could be a brick wall by itself. Even if you take away the original wall, the cement could stay by itself, then according to everybody have a mit. That's called like you made a new wall now, and this wall takes away from the area. That's called you mamayit, you made the area smaller than a base of sayim, it's mutter. What about eina yochol lamad b'fnayatzmoy? You made a little bit of cement stuck onto the wall. Now the cement by itself can't be a wall by itself. It's too thin. We're talking about where it's mamash kamat the base of sayim, just an inch longer. It's an inch more than a base of sayim. So all you have to do is just make this wall come out an inch to take away from the base of sayim. So you made the cement come out an inch, that's all. But this inch by itself can't stand or collapse. It only stands up because it's attached to the original wall. So this is the machlekes. Eina yochlam bifnei yatzmei, can't stand by itself. Rabbi Rama heavy miyat. Rabbi says, no, still you can be makol. Now, lamaisa, this cement is attached to the original wall, and lamaisa, the inside area, now is less than a base of sayim, so melas muta to metatl inside it. Rabbi Rama, no, loy heavy miyat. Rabbi says, that's not called a miyat. Why not? Since this wall can't stand by itself, that's not called nothing. It's not mamayat the area. Rabbi Roma, heavy miyat. Rabbi says it's a miyat, valhash the miyu koi. Rabbi says it's called the miyat because right now this cement is standing. Since this cement is attached to the original wall, what do I care for fall away without the original wall? But now that you have the original wall there, it's not falling down, it's staying. So the maisa inside the area, it's less than the base of sayim. So you are allowed to carry in the area since it has four mechitas around there, since it's less than the base of sayim. Rabbi Rama lo yehavi miyat. Rabbi says, no, that's not considered a miyat. Kivan the loyochol lemekim b'fnayatzmai loyklomhu. This mechitz is not called anything. Since by itself this cement will fall down and collapse, it's only up because it's attached to the original wall, that's considered like nothing. It's like commander lefi dummy. So lemaisa, the inside area is still looked at as if it's more than a base of sayim, therefore it's also to metaltle inside this area midi rabbonin on Shabbos. What about? Hirchuk min hatel dalit. You had a tail, you had a small hill in the middle of the carpet. Hirchik min hatel dalid. V'yosa mechitza. Hoyel. It helps. Hirchik min hatel, Rashi learns. Hirchik min hatel. Shebe karfif. V'yesh min hatel ad ha-mechitza yoysa mi beis hasayim. There's more than a beis hasayim between the tail and the mechitzas. Means you have a tail, means like there's a hill. There's like a little mountain in this open park, in this karfif. Yep, shabbat karfif. V'yesh min hatel ad ha-mechitza. Now between the hill and the mechitza yoysa mi beis hasayim. There's more than a beis hasayim there, harbe. Now v'yosa mechitza ladira. You put up now a new wall, and you had intention of living inside this area now. Eitzel tail, next to the tail. Baruch dal tfachim, you went away dal tfachim from the tail. Avavadayin yeshba yeshim beis asayim. Still, there's more area inside there, more than a beis asayim. Is ben yeshna lechadosha, avazulu birasa. Hey, between the old one and the new one, there's still more than a base of sayim. In other words, you have this big open park here, and in the middle of the park there was a tail. There was like a mountain going up. So the mountain itself, we always say, has a shame mechitza on it. So it's sitting like you have a mechitza here. Now from the tail to the bottom part of the karfif, there was still more than a base of sayim here. Now what you wanted to do is build up a new wall. If you make a new wall with intentions of living inside, it's considered like you're making a new hekif, l'shem dira, and then it's mutter to metaltel. So the question is, how far away do you have to go from the original tail? Is hirchik min hatel dalid, if you moved away from the mountain, dalid tvochim. V'yosa mechitza, and you made a new mechitza, hoyel. Those mechitzas help. You made a new mechitza now, and this mechitza was made l'shem dira, that helps you. What about Pochos Megimel? You went away from the first mountain less than Gimel Tfochim, like you're right next to the first wall. Or Yal Svasa Tail, or else Mamish at the end of the tail itself. you put up the mechitza. And here are some achlekes. Rav Chisda Rav Hamnuna. Chadama hoyol v'chadama loy hoyol. One says it helps, and one says it doesn't help. What's the machlokes here? So really the case here is,
we skip Rashi and say the stone.
So either you went away Dalit Tzvachim, then it zich helps. The question is if you went away less than Gimel, or else oy al Svasatel. Now Svasatel means the edge of the hill. What does it mean? You build the mechitzas up at the edge of the hill. In other words, the same case. You have a big karfif here, a big spread out area, which is more than a base of sayim, and you have dalad mechitzis all around it. So these mechitzis midirabon you can't carry inside because it has a din karmelis. Now in the middle of it, or near the end of the karfif, there's a hill. The same case before. You have a hill there. So now you want to build a new mechitza. So the first case is you build a new mechitza in front of the tail. Dalad amas away. That for sure was good. Now the shalav is, either you're within Gimel Tzvachim from this mountain, or else mamish right on top of the mountain, by the svas of the mountain, you build up a mechitza like on top of the mountain. And this new mechitza now you're building al manas, lodur, that you want to live downstairs on the bottom part of the karfif. So it's the same shayla. You're like making a new mechitza now, and this new mechitza is made al manas, lodur, to live inside the karfif. So if it would be a good mechitza, pshita, everything will be mutter. That's the halacha we had before. If you have a karfif, and now you decide to live there, you have to make a new mechitza. If you make a new mechitza, it's good. But here the chesaron is, you're not making a new mechitza down on the bottom, on the ground. You're making it al svas hatel, at the end, at the tip, the rim, of the tail itself, of the mountain. Now the chesaron is, the tail itself is called the mechitza. So what you're doing is, really, you have a bottom mechitza of dalat tzvachim, the tail itself. And now you're just lifting up the mechitza a little bit more. This is called a mechitza agabe mechitza. So a mechitza agabe mechitza, that's the machlekes if this is good or not. You have the bottom part of the tail, that's one mechitza. And now you're just building up on top of that another part, so that's the shalom. Is that called a good mechitza or not? It's fucking
hard. So Gemara says what?
It's a machlekes. Rav Chisda, Rav Hamnuna. It's a machlekes, Rav Chisda, and Rav Hamnuna. Chado mahoil, one says it helps. One says it doesn't help. Yeah, so again, so the shiloh is of these mechitzas that we're building on top of the tail, which is a chsaron, is called a mechitza, agave mechitza, is this called a good mechitza or not? Or else, where you only put a new mechitza within three tfachim from the first tail. So is that considered a new mechitza or no? It's considered building on to the old mechitza, still it's no good. Now you're adding and making the mechitza higher. That was really a gemara we had before. Once you have a mechitza once, if you add higher and higher to it, it's not considered you made a new mechitza. You're just building up the bottom mechitza. You're not making any new dinim. So Mela, since these bottom mechitzas, when you first had them, it wasn't Amanat Lodu to live inside, so the fact you're going to build a mechitza on top of it doesn't help. You can't make a mechitza on top of another mechitza. So what's the machlokes? The gemara says, this time I bring you Raya now to Rav Chisda Amahoyel. Rav Chisda is the one that says it helps. That if you build up a mechitza now at the end of the hill, at the tip of the hill, you bring it up 10 tefachim, it's called you made a new mechitza, and it helps. What's the raya? The yitmar. Ho'ayse mechitza gabe mechitza. Mamashawa case. First you had a mechitza on the ground. You had a good gate around. And then you build on top of that gate another gate. You made a mechitza gabe mechitza. Omer Rav Chisda, the Shabbos hoil. You should know for Shabbos that helps. What does it mean it helps? The chur means in our case. That first you had this open park, and you had mechitzas all around them, but it wasn't made in the shem dira. So it wasn't made to live there, like a regular park. It's only meant to walk around there. So it's wider than a base of sayim. You can't be metatl inside. Now you decided to live inside there, so you have to make like new mechitzas. So let's say on top of the first mechitzas you build higher, and you made these higher mechitzas with a kavana to live inside it. Sitaka says it helps. Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Chisda, b'Shabbos Sayon, v'ilche Shabbos, these mechitzas help. V'nichsei hager lekona. And a nichsei hager, it doesn't help. Nichsei hager means the property that belongs to a ger. A ger, as a pshat is, when he dies, usually a ger has no yorshim. He has no children, and his father, his brothers are still goyim, so there's no yorshim. So locher is, whoever comes and makes a kinyan, could be kind of his karka. It's like hefka. So let's say somebody sees the ger died, and he wants to go to the person's field, and there's a mechitza there ready. He builds on top of that mechitza, he puts another mechitza on top of it. The lacha is lekona. You didn't do anything. That's not called you a meshebech. He did something to the karka. Since the field had already a mechitza beforehand, now that you add a mechitza on top of it, that means nothing. That's not called a good chazaka. The chazaka means you have to do something, meshebech, fix up the ground. If the ground, the field, had a mechitza around it, the fact you made the mechitza high, it means nothing. So you're not kind of by nechzi ager. But I call upon him for Shabbos, he says the mechitza helps. Even if Hilchos Shabbos doesn't help you, and the Sfar, like we're saying, when you have the bottom mechitza, since that is considered a mechitza already, that made it into a Shusa Yochid. The fact you build on top of the mechitza means nothing. A mechitza, agav a mechitza, doesn't mean anything, because the ikra of a mechitza is the bottom, yutzvachim. So no matter how high more you build, doesn't make any new din mechitza. So at this time, we have a Raya of Chizda, the one that says that for Hilchos Shabbos you could make a mechitza on top of another mechitza. Omer Rav Chizda. So Rav Chizda, umoydeli Rav Sheshes, as Rav Sheshes, you have to be moided to me that even though you hold that a mechitza, agava mechitza does not help, if you have a regular gate around this field, and now you're going to make the gate higher, you, Rav Sheshes, says that doesn't help. And we understand you. Since you had the bottom gate, that was the mechitza, you pick it up another 10 tefachim, you didn't do anything more. But be moided to me, shim osa mechitza, al hateo shahoyim. Mashenker, in our case is you have this hill that went up more than 10 tefachim. So on top of the hill now we're saying, really it's considered a Rishus HaYochid. Why? Because the tail itself is considered a mechitza. The bottom slope that goes up more than 10 tefachim is called the mechitzas. So now we're saying on top of the hill, if you're going to build up a mechitza 10 tefachim high, you should be moided to Rav Sheshes, this mechitza will help. Even though you hold, if you have a regular gate, and on top of the gate you put another mechitza, that does not help. Here it's different though. Here, for the top of this hill, if you're going to build up a mechitza, the second mechitza is much better, helps. Why? My time, and why is this better? The pshat is, the people that are living on top of this hill, they bechlal don't see the bottom mechitzas. Even though the bottom of the hill is considered a mechitza, and the pshat is, it's a lumdisha mechitza, that we say good asik. The bottom of the hill, the bottom 10 tefachim, is called mechitzas. How does it help for the top area to make it into Rishus Yochid? It's a lumdisha mechitza. We say good asik. If you have a bottom mechitza, we look as if the mechitza goes up, and therefore on top of the hill is also called Rishus Yochid. But that's a lumdisha mechitza. Lamaisa, the people living on top of the hill, they don't see any mechitzas on the side. So if you're going to go now and build up a mechitza on top of the hill, even according to Rav Sheshes, this mechitza should help. Because it helps for the people living on top. The people on top, which mechitza do they see? They see this mechitza that you build up here. So since this mechitza helps for them, it makes them have a mechitza here, avada, that's called a good mechitza. And in our case, where the top of the hill is wider than a base of Sayim, it's wider than 70 yamas by 70 yamas. So with the Rabbanan, it has a din karmelis. You're not allowed to carry on top of this hill on Shabbos. If you're going to build up another wall now on top, just on one side, Almanat Lodr, to live inside there. So that's called now, you made a mechitza now, hook of Ladira. Now you're allowed to be metaltal inside here, even on Shabbos. Because since it's hook of Ladira, you made a new mechitza, Almanat, to live there, that helps. The question is, what's called a new mechitza? Even though mechitza, Agave mechitza, is not called a good mechitza, here it is good. Because on top of the hill, the only mechitza you see people living here is this new mechitza you made up. Therefore, that's called a good mechitza. Yeah, he does hold. Yeah, sure he holds.
What do you need the mechitza on top for altogether? You're going to Rav Sheshes.
That's what we're saying. It's the chiddush. You don't need it. No, the chiddush, though, if you do make it, though, you need it because right now the top area is more than a base of Sayim. So the old mechitzas don't help you because since it was loy hook of Ladira, it has it been countless with the Rabbanan. So if I can't, you want to badafka make a new mechitza now with an intention of living in this area. That's called hook of Ladira. So it's the chiddush. Even though you're putting up this new mechitza, which really doesn't help anything, the mechitza, because you have a bottom mechitza. But since l'maisa, the people on top see that mechitza, that's the svar is called a good mechitza. Voyi rabba bar bachona. Nivlo mechitza tachtonis. Let's say in a case where first you had a fence, 10 tfachim high, and then the guy went ahead and built another fence on top of that, made it 20 tfachim high. So we're saying now, according to Rashashis, it doesn't help you. The second lechitza means nothing. Even though you made it now with a kavanah to live inside there, but so what? That's not the ikum mechitza. The ikum mechitza is the bottom ten tefachim. That's the ikum mechitza, and that was not made to live there. It doesn't help you. What about now in the middle of Shabbos? Nivlo mechitza tachtoynis. This gate caved in, and the bottom ten tefachim sunk into the ground. And what's the mechitza now? The top ten tefachim. The ten tefachim on top that you made the shem dira, they became the mechitza now. For helyoynas kayomis. And the top 10 tefachim, that's what's standing on top of the ground now. Maho, what's the lacha? Does that help or not? So he said, Lamai, what are you asking me about? Even in a case where we said the ger died, and you want to go be kind of his nechosim, so what you did was, even though there was a fence there already, you went and built the fence higher, because of Gemara, Avada, that would not help you over here. Because that's totally b'shas maisu, when you went to build the fence, it should be. So the Gemara, Haino de Yirmiya biroi. This is the same halacha that Yirmi Biroi said over. The Omar Yirmi Biroi, he said over. Omar Rav Yehudi said over the name of Rav Yehuda. Hai man de shoda lifto, a pilod arya, the ger. Somebody threw a lefes, a turnip, into a hole in the ground. That this ground, again, belonged to the ger, and the ger died now. So you want to know, is this called a chazaka or not? Did you make any, did you fix up the ground at all? So all you did was you took a lefet, you took a turnip, and you threw it into the ground. So he said that means nothing. That's not called a chazaka. The yosu yisrael achrina. Now another, a second person came. Rofak bar purta. He went and plowed the ground a little bit. Basra koni. The second one is karna. Kama like karna. The first one is not karna at all. My time away, the yidden, the shodah, loikor shavach. Because when the first one he did, he took the seeds, the turnip seeds, and he threw it into the ground. Now at that time, the ground was not plowed yet. It was not roy to be planted. Like you didn't do anything to the ground. When the second one came, ki kor shavcha, memela kor meshavcha. When the second one came and he plowed the ground, he was the one that fixed up the ground. I now, when he plowed the ground, now the first one seed is going to grow. Let it look as if the first one did something to this ground. Let it look like the first one planted something that's growing. The Torah says no. The Shas, he put this seed in, it wasn't ready to grow. It wasn't plowed yet. Later, when it got plowed, it's considered like it's growing by itself. So that's not called the chazaka v'nichsi ager. Here also, when you made the mechitza, there was a fence there. And you made a fence on top of the fence. So the top fence means nothing. So b'shas mice, you didn't make any kinyan chazaka. I later, the bottom one caved in, and now the top fence is standing. For hilchas chazaka kinyonim, that zichu will not help you. Velo linyan Shabbos. Now our question is, hilchas Shabbos, in our case, where first you had this big carpet, this big park, more than a base of sayin. So those mechitzas were no good. Now you went and built up another mechitza on top of it with a kavana to live inside it. But we're saying the second mechitzas don't help you because that's a mechitza, got a mechitza, which means nothing. So the question is now when the bottom wall caves in and now you have the top wall, El Linyan Shabbos is having mechitza hanasis b'Shabbos. L'chura, when the bottom one caves in, we say... Yes. We say when the bottom wall caves in now, so the top wall, that becomes the mechitza now on Shabbos. So the chura have a mechitza hanasa b'Shabbos. This looks like a wall that is made on Shabbos. So what's the loch if somebody made a mechitza on Shabbos? Does it make it a reshus hayochid inside that you could be metaltal or not? The Tanya we learned, yes, called mechitza hanasa b'Shabbos. Any mechitza, any walls that were made on Shabbos, Bein b'shoigi, whether you made a b'shoigi, you forgot today was Shabbos, or you didn't know it's also tevilda on Shabbos. Bein b'meitid, even if you did it b'kavon, you knew it was awesome. Still, the locher is shemo mechitza. It's called the mechitza, and if somebody made a hut on Shabbos, he made four mechitzas, you're allowed to be metatl inside it. Here also, when the bottom wall caved in on Shabbos, now the top wall become the ikka mechitza, and that mechitza was made l'shem dira, it's called the good wall, now you're allowed to carry in here on Shabbos. But for the Gemara Kasha of a Lavit Malo, didn't we learn on this din? Omer Rav Nachman, Lo Shonu El Lizrek. When do we say if somebody made a mechitzer on Shabbos? That is called the Rishus HaYochid. That's only L'chumra. That means if somebody standing in the Rishus Rabin and he throws inside these mechitzes, he's chayiv. It's called Rishus Yochid. But Rav Nachman says no. If somebody made these mechitzes, this Rishus Yochid on Shabbos, Rabbonon, you're not allowed to be metaltal inside. It's also to carry inside. So here, if these mechitzes became mechitzes on Shabbos, how are you saying now you're allowed to carry inside it? I, Rav Nachman, said when you make mechitzes on Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry inside the mechitzes. And the Gemara, Kiyitmad Rav Nachman, when did Rav Nachman say if you make mechitzes on Shabbos, you can't use those mechitzes? That's only Amezid Itmar. If somebody Amezid knew today was Shabbos and knew it's also to build, he went ahead and built the Rishus HaYachad on Shabbos, see when Dom Midir Raitam, those mechitzes are called good mechitzes. Lamais are inside the area, they have Dal mechitzes around, and you throw from Rishus Rav into the Rishus HaYachad, you chayiv Midir Raitam. But there, Midir Rabbonin gave you a knas and said, you can't use these walls to carry inside. But here in our case, nobody did Bemezid. It's talking about the gate caved in by itself. So the ma'isa, the top wall, became the mechitza now for Shabbos. So it's called the good mechitza, and you're allowed to carry now inside this big carpet. So itam. So Mari, he is the son. There was a lady. The ovdo mechitza gabi mechitza benichti ger. As a certain lady heard that a neighbor, the ger, died, so she wanted to go and be kind to his karka. He had no yorshim, it was hefka. So there was a mechitza, there was a gate around the field, and she went and built a gate on top of that gate. Is also Gavra, the mice was that another person came, Rofik Borpurta. He went inside the field and started to plow the field. So now they had a machlokes, which one was kind of the field? Osla came with Rav Nachman, they came in front of Rav Nachman, Ukma Biyode. So Rav Nachman said the second one, the person, the Gavra that made the plowing, he's kind of the karka. That's called the good chazoka. Is also Ihu, so the lady came, the Kotsovach, she started to scream. The Kotsovach Kanei, she started to scream in front of Rav Nachman. She said, I was here first, and I built up the walls first. Why wasn't I kind of it? Or Malay, so he answered back to her, Ma Yevelucho, what can I do for you? You do not make a chazoka the way people do it. Like we're saying the whole time, if you have a mechitza there ready, the fact you build a mechitza on top of it means nothing. That's not called you made anything better for the field. The bottom mechitza watches the field and nobody should come in. The top mechitza doesn't mean anything. So it's not called the good chazaka, therefore she was not kainah. Well, right. Karfeif beis sholish. You have a karfeif, again, this open ground that has dal mechitzas all around it, but instead it was more than a base of sayim. How wide was it? It was three sosayim. It was more than it's supposed to be. So Madrabonin, it's called a karmelis. Madrabonin, you're not allowed to carry here. It's three saws. Now, the kirabo beisor. What happened was, on one part of it, one third of it, you made a roof on top of it. You made a roof on top of one third of the area. So nice, you have a beisor, picture 109. So nice, you have a sosayim, exactly sosayim open area, and the last third, the last saw, you put a roof on top of it. You made a kiror. The kirov or beisor. Now Rav Omar, Rav says, Ave kirov miyasroi. Rav says, no, it's still author. Even though the area that's open without a roof is only a base of sayim, and a base of sayim alone you're allowed to carry in, the Torah says, since there's no mechitza between the open area and the covered area, there's no mechitz in between, so it will look as if it's one big area, and lemaisa, this whole big area is more than a base of sayim, so again, it's also his avir kirov miyasroid. The air underneath the roof makes an extension to the open area, so together it's more than a base of sayim, it's also. Rav Zeira Omar, no, ein avir kirov miyasroid. The area underneath the roof is not an extension of the outside area. Therefore, you look at the outside area by itself, it's only a base of sayim, it's only 70 yamas by 70 yamas, so you're allowed to carry outside. What's the machlekes? The more lema l'chura, rova v'rabbi zero, v'plukta the rav shmuel kamiflugi. This is a machlekes we have already between rav and shmuel. The yitma, achsadra bebika. You have an achsadra, which is an open porch. It has a roof to it, but it has no mechitzes. That's called an achsadra. Some an open porch, an achsadra. It has just a roof and like an open garage. It open just the roof on top, and it has no mechitzes around it. Achsadra. Achsadra bedika. You have this open roof, this open garage, in a bika, in a valley, in an open field. is Ravoma Mutla Talta Bakula. Yishno on Shabbos, inside, underneath the roof, underneath this open garage, you're allowed to be metaltin. It's considered Rishus HaYochid. Shmuel Omar, Ein metaltin Elo Badal Adamas. Shmuel says, no, we're talking about a thin Bikr, it's in an open valley, it's in a Karmelis, so even though you have a roofed-off area, but since there are no four mechitzas on the side, it's still considered a Karmelis, and you're not allowed to carry in, you're not allowed to carry inside. Elo Badal Adamas. What's the Machlokes? Rav Omar Mutla Talta Bakula. Rav says you're allowed to carry underneath the roof, Amrinan pi tikra yerid v'saisim. That's the locha. Anytime you have a roof on top, we say pi tikra, we say the ends of the roof comes down. That's also called the lom d'shem mechitza. That you say pi tikra, the end of the roof comes down and gives it a din mechitza. So if you have an area that has a roof on top of it, so we say, this is the machleik exactly at how many sides do you say pi tikra yerid v'saisim. There's one man yam that says even on all four sides. You'd say pitikra, providing it's a flat roof. Anytime you have a flat roof, on all four sides we say pitikra, yerid v'saisim. La locha, we only say it on two sides. You have to at least have two mechitzas like an L shape. You have two mechitzas, and then you have a roof across. On the other two sides, we say pitikra, yerid v'saisim. That inside here is a rishus hayochid, because you have the lamdashah mechitzas coming down. Sastis machlekis. Rabba Mamutla Talta Bakulai, why Amrinan Pitikra Yard Vasaisim? We look as if the Pitikra comes down, so comes down on all four sides. Ushmuel Lama Aimatalim, Elabia Bo Amis, no, underneath the roof. You cannot carry it, still called the Karmelis. Why? Lay Amrinan Pitikra Yard Vasaisim. I do not say this Svara, that the peh, the opening, the point of the roof, comes down to give it a Shem Mechitza. He does know from Pitikra Yard Vasaisim. So you have a machlekes over there, the chur, it's the same machlekes be us also. Here also, we have this big base of Sayim, and you have a roofed off area. Since we're going to tell me the roof comes down here, it gives it a shein mechitza. If it gives it a shein mechitza, so you have this side is only a base of Sayim, it's mutter, and under here is the rishus by itself. But if you don't say pitik, where the roof does not come down, there's no mechitza in between, then it's one area of more than a base of Sayim that remains also. So chur is telling in this machlekes. So the Gemara, I'll tell you, no, maybe there's no machlekes.